Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 4.3, Introduction to Databases, SQL versus NoSQL. This lesson is part of Module 4, Mastery, Data Management and Governance in the Business Intelligence for Technology Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamental differences between SQL and NoSQL databases, their respective use cases, and basic SQL commands and queries. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between SQL and NoSQL databases and understand their applications in business intelligence. Main content overview of SQL and NoSQL databases. Databases are essential for managing data in today's technology-driven world. They allow organizations to store, retrieve, and manipulate data effectively. SQL, structured query language. Databases are relational databases that use a structured schema to define data relationships. They are ideal for transactions and complex queries where data integrity is crucial. Examples of SQL databases include MySQL, PostgreSQL, and Microsoft SQL Server. They rely on tables with predefined fields and relationships, which ensures data consistency. On the other hand, NoSQL, not only SQL, databases are designed to handle a wide variety of data types and structures. They are schemaless, which means data can be stored in a more flexible manner. This adaptability makes NoSQL databases suitable for unstructured or semi-structured data, such as documents, key-value pairs, or graphs. Examples include MongoDB, Cassandra, and Redis. Differences and use cases for both types. When deciding between SQL and NoSQL databases, several differences come into play. Data structure. SQL databases are structured and use tables, while NoSQL databases can be document-based, key-value stores, wide column stores, or graph databases. This flexibility allows NoSQL to adapt to various data models. Schema. SQL databases require a predefined schema, making them less flexible when changes are needed. NoSQL databases, however, allow for dynamic schemas, enabling developers to modify the database structure without downtime. This is particularly advantageous in rapidly changing business environments where adaptability is key. Scalability. SQL databases generally scale vertically, adding more power to the existing server, which can become expensive at scale. In contrast, NoSQL databases are designed for horizontal scaling, adding more servers, making them more cost-effective for large datasets and high-traffic applications. Transactions. SQL databases support ACID, atomicity, consistency, isolation, durability, properties, ensuring reliable transactions. NoSQL databases often prioritize availability and partition tolerance over strict consistency, following the CAP theorem. This means that while NoSQL databases may allow for quicker access and processing of data, they may sacrifice some consistency compared to SQL databases. Use cases. SQL databases are best suited for applications requiring complex queries, such as financial systems and traditional business applications. NoSQL databases excel in handling big data, real-time web applications, and content management systems, where flexibility and speed are paramount. Industries such as e-commerce and social media often leverage NoSQL databases for their ability to manage vast amounts of unstructured data efficiently. Basic SQL commands and queries. Understanding basic SQL commands is essential for interacting with SQL databases. Here are a few fundamental commands. Select, to retrieve data from a database. This query fetches all records from the customer's table where the city is New York. Insert, to add new data into a database. This command adds a new customer named John Doe who lives in New York. Update, to modify existing data. This updates the city of John Doe to Los Angeles. Delete, to remove data from a database. This command deletes the record of John Doe from the customer's table. These basic commands form the backbone of SQL and are crucial for anyone looking to work with relational databases. Mastering these commands can significantly enhance your ability to manage and analyze data effectively in a business intelligence context. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the fundamental concepts of SQL and NoSQL databases, highlighting their differences and various use cases. We also covered basic SQL commands that allow you to interact with relational databases effectively. By understanding these concepts, you can better navigate the landscape of database management and apply this knowledge in your business intelligence efforts. Reflection questions: how would you decide which type of database to use for a specific application in your organization? In what scenarios might you prefer a NoSQL database over an SQL database? Can you identify a situation in your work where basic SQL commands could improve data management?